What's the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame? This is a great question. Hey everybody, it's Deanna Durrell, your intuitive relationship coach and spiritual mentor. And today's question is really, really juicy because there's so much talk in the industry, in the dating industry, in the spiritual industry. Like, I found my soulmate. Have you found your soulmate yet? This person's my soulmate and they're my twin flame. And these terms get tossed around a lot and it can be kind of hard to distinguish between the two. So here is my simple definition and distinguishing characteristics. A soulmate is your match. So this can be a match for you at work. This could be a match for you in love. Anyone in your community right now could be a soulmate, and we can have more than one. This is just my personal take on it, and how I understand it and how I explain it to clients. So a soulmate is your match in that they are there to support you. You kind of speak the same language, and you know, no matter how much you're growing and transforming, they are always there. So sometimes you may have those friendships or relationships that are more karmic, where you know, once you learn a lesson, then it's like that relationship is over. You both move on, right? Sometimes kind of dramatically. And the soulmates, you won't move on. It's like you're always in each other's lives. So think about the people in your life. Who's been in your life forever? And they've seen you through thick and thin, good and bad, probably different relationships. Like, who are those people? Write those names down. Those are your soulmates. And they could come anywhere. They could be pets even. I consider my dog Bella one of my soulmates. They love and accept you for who you are, and they're not there so much to, you know, rock your soul to the core as they are to be your cheerleaders and champions for growth in this lifetime. Then we move on to twin flames. So twin flames, instead of being your match per se, they are your mirror. So twin flame is actually, to find your twin flame is actually quite rare. And it comes from this concept that we are all one soul and that we were broken into two, right? And so you may have heard the phrase like, oh, he's my other half. That's where the phrase came from. And there's said to be, you know, basically two energies out in the world. It could be male and female, or male, female. It doesn't matter. That when you put them together, they create something even greater, right? So together is, you know, you're more powerful than you are kind of going on your mission and your purpose by yourself. These are your twin flames. Twin flames are your mirror for everything that you haven't dealt with. It's one of the most confronting, it's probably the most confronting relationship, and it is romantic. It's not necessarily, you won't have a twin flame with like your pet, but they're there to show you your wounds, where you need to be more authentic, where you're hiding, what you need to reveal. It can be incredibly uncomfortable. And not always, but often, twin flames, you know, they'll come together romantically and there'll be a runner and a person that stays and like holds the fort down. And you may see your twin flame kind of run at the first sight of growth and then come back in and out of your life for years until, you know, you come to this equilibrium piece where, of course, you're meant to be together. Physically, a lot of times twin flames are almost the exact opposite. So you'll see like a really tall woman with a really short man, or, you know, a really, really like extroverted person with a super painfully introverted one. Like, they complete each other. And oh my gosh, I totally quoted Jerry Maguire, but completing each other, meaning they're showing you, right, the parts of yourself that you're still accessing, that you have available to you, but for whatever reason, childhood wounding, ancestral wounding, hasn't felt safe to come out yet. So you can learn some of your deepest, biggest lessons in twin flame relationships, and they're quite rare. So I hope that clarifies it. I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this whole soulmate versus twin flame thing? Let us know in the comments. And as always, thank you so much for listening. If you're new to our community and you'd like more weekly tips to help you trust and love yourself, then I would love to have you go to deannadurrell.com and sign up for a free gift and those weekly updates.